three men arrested in connection with a possible terrorist plot are scheduled to be back in court today in Denver and New York. Their lawyers are trying to get them released on bail. All three were arrested for lying to federal authorities, which is a relatively minor charge. But the formal charges against the primary suspect do not reflect the massive law enforcement effort surrounding this case. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The case is known inside the FBI as an office special. That means it's a case so serious that all available agents are assigned to it. The man at the center of it all is Najib Ulazazi. He's the Denver area man who drives an airport shuttle bus. Allegedly, he told the FBI he attended an Al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan and trained in explosives. But he hasn't been charged with any terrorism offense, which seems at odds with how seriously the FBI is treating the case.
The reality is the FBI is still trying to figure out what is at play here in the homeland.
Juan Zarate is a terrorism expert and former deputy national security advisor. He says the case is moving so fast, prosecutors want to keep their options open.
This is part of an ongoing intelligence matter, which makes the charging part of a broader calculus for the FBI and the Department of Justice.
They don't want to show their cards, in other words.
Right. They don't want to show their cards, and they want to use charges in a way that will allow them to negotiate for and potentially obtain plea agreements that get them more information.
More information from three key figures, Zazi, his father Mohammed, and an imam from Queens, New York, named Ahmed Afzali. Intelligence officials think this could be the most serious terrorism threat this country has faced since 9/11. Zazi says he isn't a terrorist. But here's why authorities are so worried. Officials close to the case tell NPR Zazi was caught on a wiretap talking to key Al-Qaeda leaders in Pakistan who appear to have been directing this plot. The Justice Department claims to have found 9 pages of notes on bomb-making. They say it's in Zazi's handwriting. After searching a New York apartment where Zazi had been staying, police allegedly found bomb-making manuals and backpacks and cell phones with Zazi's fingerprints. Terrorism expert Juan Zarate says this is a familiar collection of evidence.
Finding backpacks, manuals, cell phones, what appears to be information about creating a hydrogen peroxide-based bomb, which looks a lot like the airliner plot from 2006.
That was the foiled plan to blow up airplanes over the Atlantic. It's the reason why you can't have liquids in a carry-on bag when you board a flight.
And so put together, this looks like a dangerous concoction of factors that make this a dangerous plot.
But the American people aren't necessarily convinced.
The real challenge here is that you have a citizenry who's just heard too many times a country that cried wolf.
Karen Greenberg edits the terrorist trial report card. It tracks all the terrorism cases which go to trial in this country.
We have, you know, now dismantled this terrorism case or that terrorism case. It turned out there seemed to be no there of great danger to the country. Now that they have a case where they think there is real danger, can they convince the American public?
Officials hope they can. They need all the help they can get. Officials close to the case tell NPR that investigators are tracking nearly 24 people in Denver and New York. The chief concern now? That Zazi used his expertise to build bombs. The explosives are out there, and they haven't found them yet. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.